Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
I got bronchitis.
Bye.
The Nation.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
What was I going to say to you? I had something to say. This show sucks.
Dude, this is the worst segment we've ever done. I want to leave and never come back. This is so bad.
Hey, where's Hungarian Tracksuit Man? Is he in there?
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
Hey, Teddy.
Yes.
This ain't one of them.
He started off the show.
What?
We're walking down here and he goes, Teddy, this ain't one of them.
One of them.
But how do you know? We haven't even started.
I know. I can feel it.
I don't feel it. I don't agree at all.
I can feel it.
I don't feel it. I think it's going to be a great one.
Okay.
I think we're going to have an awesome one today.
Well, it's jam-packed. We've got Inside the NFL, all the news and notes you need coming up at 3:48. Rapid fire. In the 4 o'clock hour. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
Today we're doing octopus trivia.
Because I'm excited about octopus.
I'm just looking for random things.
It's not random. I'll tell you what. On Nat Geo, Sunday at 8, big special about the octopus.
Really?
Coming up this Sunday, narrated by Paul Rudd. I don't know why that would either make you or deter you from watching this show, the fact that Paul Rudd narrates it, but a lot of underwater shots of the octopati. I'm very excited about it.
They're not called the octopati.
They are in my house.
They're not. Also, when you first said that, I thought Paul Reiser was who you said.
No, not
was
Paul Reiser.
A very different experience I would have had watching that show. Mad About You on the octopus. I don't think it would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Cousin Ira also down there.
Sure. Yeah, so we'll do octopus trivia coming up at 5:34.
Excited for that show. Samantha's excited. We're going to watch it together.
Oh, good. I may spoil some things for you with this trivia game because you're going to learn about the octopus. Well, I'm going to tell you stuff about the octopus you may not know.
Some stuff about the octopus. I'm not totally stupid.
Yeah.
I understood elephant gestation period yesterday, didn't I?
You did. You nailed elephant gestation period.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Good band name.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You know what today is?
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
What?
Well, I don't know. What do you think today is? I know what today is. What do you think it is?
Well, I mean, today's two things. It's the final game of the Jackets season.
Yes, that's correct.
And it is the five-year anniversary. It happened today, 5 years ago. The Jackets swept out the Tampa Bay Lightning.
And who's going to break the news to Steven Stamkos?
Yeah, that's right. 5 years ago today, the high point of Jackets history. If you'd have told us 5 years ago, buckle in, because that's going to be the as good as it gets for the next 5 years, I'd have said, you're out of your mind. And then I would have said, now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go breathe in someone's face, because we're still allowed to do that these days. I'm going to cough into my hand and shake someone else's hand.
Do that now. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's probably not a good idea.
Who cares?
And
Stamkos, just a week ago, had a hat trick against us.
Oh.
And everyone from the Jackets who was on that team is dead.
Tampa's still good. Yeah. What you mean mortgaging the future to get into the eighth seed at a playoff race? And then, yes, having a great one-off playoff series.
But look what it got us. It got us that memory.
No, what it got us was 5 years of this, because we mortgaged the future. We're in the future now. This is the mortgage. We are paying the mortgage on that one beautiful thing that we had, because nothing else has worked out since. But thank God we mortgaged everything to get into that playoff and make that one little big, I don't know, upset happen.
Hey,
that was exciting.
That wasn't a little big.
That was a big. That was a big, big. Fine. And then what happened after that? Boston said, how you doing? And that was it for us.
Although we did make the sweep song, remember?
I know he did.
The Stephen Stamkos sweep song.
Yeah. Do we have that?
Yes, of course.
Are you going to play it?
No.
Okay, good.
Tampa Bay will not play another single day. They're back home courtesy of the CBJ. Tampa lost, Jackets won. This series was so fun because the Jackets, they took it to the Bolts. Shocked a lot of folks. And who's going to break the news to Stephen Stamkos? Yeah, who's going to break the news to Stephen Stamkos? I said now, who's going to break the news to Stephen Stamkos? Yeah, the Blue Jackets broke the news to Stephen Stamkos. Columbus broke the news to Stephen Stamkos.
Those are the wonderful tones of Evan Blankenship,
lead vocalist of North to Nashville.
He takes his vocals very seriously. Every single time I go upstairs, he's got honey in his mouth going, wah. He's got that honey bear just squirting it. I guess that coats.
He's sucking on the honey bear. Is that what you're saying?
That coats the vocal cords.
Oh, yeah.
So he can sing like
that. You need the honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evan is the lead singer of a band called North to Nashville. You should go check them out. They're really good. And he's also a sales guy here and also a former Buckeye because I guess he's just talented and does everything. Must be nice.
Well, I mean. He does still work with us.
Well, so fair enough.
How talented can he be?
How far did that get him? Yeah. There you go.
WNBA draft happening last night. Man, it was a happening. I watched it. I've never watched a WNBA draft.
You and a bunch of people, I'm guessing, for the first time checking in.
Watched it, checked it out. It was a spectacle. Caitlin Clark showed up with Bono's glasses on. Let her live.
You know what is interesting? Because you got to see it last night. This is something, if you've paid attention to women's basketball or the WNBA, they've been doing the fashion thing, like
they were dressed to the nines,
well,
man.
But I'm saying, if you watch WNBA games, you see it now with the NBA. Guys walking into the arena, they're getting a shot of them. It used to be guys just showing up in suits or like a, you know, a track suit or maybe sweats or something. Now, a lot of guys are taking that whole walk-in seriously, and they're wearing high fashion. That's been a thing in the WNBA for a long time. And so last night you got to see that's what the WNBA, that's one of their things. They kind of pioneered that.
I tell you what, they got a viewer in me. Who was the second pick?
Cameron Brink
from
Stanford. She's great.
She had like the thigh that went on forever. She had the cut in the dress and the thigh went on to infinity. And poor Holly Rowe.
She's trying to
interview this girl.
Yeah.
Who's, how tall is she?
I believe she's like 6'7". I'm not sure.
Anyway, tall.
She's tall, yeah.
She's very tall. Holly Rowe, I'm going to say safely, not 6'7".
Right.
You know, back in the day when Bob Costas would do the NBA stuff, he would actually stand on a crate. When he was doing the stand-ups for NBC, he would stand on a crate and be like, hey, Snapper Jones, wah! And put the microphone up there, right? Yeah. We need to get Holly Rowe something to stand on.
Yeah, I saw a few people posting that photo, and they said Holly Rowe's fighting for her life right now. It's like, yeah, she was. By the way, Cameron Brink, only 6'4". So,
well,
only,
you know, let me tell you something. She looked massive last night.
Yeah.
Massive.
No, that's, yeah, she was one of the top stars in college basketball. I will tell you, man, I was very excited to see J.C. Sheldon go top five. Ohio State women's basketball, J.C. Sheldon, our gal, product of Dublin, Kaufman, right? I think dad is still the AD there, if I'm not mistaken. Let him live. Like, she's going off to Dallas now. So, Teddy, your hometown team, Dallas, is out there picking up some talent here from Ohio State. You got to feel good about that.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm excited about that. Also saw that Celeste Taylor, who transferred in from Duke and played for this Buckeye team, she got picked up by the Fever. I don't know if anybody else heard about the Indiana Fever. They also drafted Caitlin Clark.
So that's right.
You want to go see Celeste Taylor. Tickets are on sale now. Get them before they're gone because Caitlin Clark is also there. So I did look at some tickets this morning just to see what some of the prices were.
Yeah.
Lower bowl is like NBA level prices for the Indiana Fever. Let them live. Now, if you want to sit up or tank, it's like $15 or $20. So they can still get you in the door.
It's a nice night out with the family.
Yeah, I think so. That'd be very cool. But I thoroughly enjoyed watching that draft yesterday. I'm excited to watch the WNBA. I'll tell you this, man. I think the biggest thing that any sport has to do, talk about the UFL, talk about the volleyball league that's here in town now. You can't make people care about it unless they get invested in some kind of storyline.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I don't think you can have a better storyline than Caitlin Clark, who has set all kinds of records all over the place in college basketball. And you got a lot of WNBA players that are like, that's great, college kid. Come over here and we'll show you how to play basketball. Doesn't that set things up for you? Wouldn't you be interested to see, well, what happens? Does Caitlin Clark just go in and wreck this league like Johnny Manziel said he was going to do? Or does she kind of find out that, like, hey, the WNBA is not an easy place to play? I don't know the answer to that question, but that is called a stake. That is something that would make me interested to watch a WNBA game more than I might have been previously.
You know, this Bone, ever since, you know, I was a kid, I'm sure it was the same for you. You would hear like, oh, soccer is going to become the sport.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All the youth of America, they're playing soccer. They're going to grow up. They're going to continue to watch soccer. And by the time when I was 10, by the time I'm 30, it's all going to be soccer all the time. Soccer has certainly grown. The footprint has grown.
Sure.
But I'm sitting here. I'm a 44-year-old man and I'm watching the same sports that I watched when I was 10. Baseball, football. Right. And I will flip on soccer. I will watch the crew. I subscribe to the Apple TV product. I'll watch some of the European stuff. But I think soccer has a limitation. Unless the greatest talent in the world will play full-time in this country.
Right.
I think it's always going to be playing catch-up.
Well, like Major League Soccer, you're saying, would have a tougher time in America succeeding to the level that the NFL has, because it's not, yeah, you're right.
There's no question that it's succeeding because the numbers go up and these franchise values go up. I get it. But why do we make such a big deal about Lionel Messi coming over here?
Because he's been viewed as the greatest player in the world.
He's the greatest player in the world. Oh my God. Here he is now and he's playing in Major League Soccer. That's not to say in 20, 30 years, Major League Soccer can't transform themselves into the dominant league.
Right.
Where all the talent wants to come here and all the owners are rich billionaires who have no problem paying them. I'm not saying that's not going to be the case. But with women's basketball, you have that now.
Yeah, that's
right.
You know
that if you're watching women's basketball in this country, it is the best talent in the world doing that.
Exactly right. And, you know, I've seen there was a great article. I actually retweeted it from Kate Fagan, who worked at ESPN. I don't know if she still works there. She wrote this article a few years ago for Sports Illustrated, and it was basically talking about, this is before Caitlin Clark, this is before all this stuff, right, that has broken the last 12 to 18 months, where she was saying it was the 25th anniversary of the WNBA, and she said, you know, a lot of people give their reasons why they don't watch, and it's, well, the men's game's just more appealing to me because I want to watch the best in the world. And her point, one of the points was there, you need to have something to care about, right? You have to have a reason to watch these games. And what sucks is, and I'll be honest, in our business, there's been this chicken or the egg debate, and she brought it up beautifully in this article, basically of, if you build it, they will come. Do you, as ESPN, they used to show like 17 WNBA games a year. You think they're doing that this year? No.
Now they may show 17 just Caitlin Clark games.
Right. That's something that's changing, and now go figure, more women's basketball is on TV, more interest in it. More soccer is on TV, more interest in it. I don't know which comes first, but the good news is the chicken and the egg are both going. We're moving. We're moving the ball forward, which is a good thing to see.
Big Browns news today. Big details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown due to an accident blocking two right lanes on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt between 71 and 23. And watch for a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at Westerville. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Big Browns, what?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry,
I didn't know. Big Browns news today.
Yeah, let's get to it.
You should be very excited about this.
I am.
It has leaked out, courtesy of Eric Metcalf, that the Browns are changing their helmets.
Well, initially, when I saw this news, I thought, oh, great. Now what?
No. They're doing what they should have done when they reverted back to the old uniforms, the classic style. They changed the tint of the orange on the helmet back to what I like to call Bernie Kosar style. And they've gone back to the white face mask. Now, maybe you're saying, what's the big deal? It's still orange. No, it's last year they had that darker orange with the matte finish, was not shiny on the helmet. They're bringing back the shine. They're bringing back the old orange, and they're bringing back the white face mask. It is, as the kids say, fire.
It is. It's everything it should be. In fact, I mean, this is kind of crazy to even point out, but it's the logo that you've had, right? The Browns logo. Now, I believe they did they change the logo to match the new helmet? I'm guessing they must have.
Yes.
But the logo that most people who are at least my age grew up with was the Browns helmet that we're about to see. And that's for this year, right?
Yes.
That's coming up. Like, we don't have to see that. As much as that new helmet was an improvement on, like, you know, that whole uniform change they did where they went back to a more traditional look, this helmet was the piece that we needed to add in. And now they finally are. So, yeah, the white face mask is going to look great. I'm so excited for that.
Michigan staffer Denard Robinson, guy that I respected when he played, who essentially, you know, played quarterback and then couldn't throw anymore, physically could not throw, still made an impact on that team. And then went on to play in the NFL. And what did he play, running back in the NFL?
That's,
yes.
I think you're right.
Anyway, he's been on the staff for the last couple of years. He has been suspended after being arrested for drinky drivey. If you're asking yourself, hey, didn't Michigan just have an assistant who resigned because he was caught drinky drivey? That is correct. Defensive line coach Greg Scruggs was arrested for the same thing back in March, and he resigned a few days later. Here's what I know, apparently. You win a national championship in college football, you have to have lots of drinky drivey moving violations.
Apparently.
Georgia had that, and now Michigan apparently is having that.
Well, and Georgia just had, like, driving violations of, like, no one drinky, but we're going 100 miles an hour street racing.
You know, and people die.
People die in car accidents, so that's not good. Yeah, again, let's be fair. Ohio State had this on their coaching staff not too long ago. However, it was on that person's property, right? Allegedly or not allegedly. That was
with Brian Hartline.
Brian Hartline had the ATV accident where apparently there was a little drinky going on there, but not as day. Again, that's not good. That's not a thing you should do. All those things are true. Don't get in the car on the road where other people are and then make a situation possibly even worse. Yeah, you got to. I'm still flummoxed why, you know, famous people or, I mean, again, Denard Robinson in that part of the world, right, in Ann Arbor, is he not able to get someone who could pick him up and bring him home?
I'm quite sure.
And even if you can't, like, get the nicest Uber you can, it's $20, $30. It's worth not having this headache, isn't it? You know, just be safe. If you didn't plan for it, you ended up having a little too much to drink, get the Uber, get home. You know, that's the best way. Everybody's got a personal car service now. It's on your phone. If you can afford it, guys who are assistant coaches on college football teams certainly can. Get home, do what you can to make that right.
Speaking of meat chicken, they settled with the NCAA today. This is not over Spygate stuff. This is over the recruiting stuff that Harbaugh was suspended for at the start of last season. They're going to have some recruiting penalties, I guess, put in there. They're not going to be forfeiting any games, nothing like that. But essentially what happened was they said to the NCAA, hey, you know that guy who just left, Jim Harbaugh? Yeah, it was all his fault. He didn't know what he was doing. And look, that's what happens. And if Jim Harbaugh were a true Michigan man, he should have no problem taking the fall for this. He's gone now.
No.
He won the national championship, and now he's gone.
Yeah, but he is the type of guy who I could see it just unprompted in a press conference next week. He'll say, and by the way, it's all lies, just so you know.
His attorney came out today and essentially said, well, we're not surprised that Coach Harbaugh essentially had to take the fall, and we could actually see the bus running over him right now. And it's like, okay, dude.
What do you want, man? You won a national championship. You're going to get out scot-free from any punishment that you do have between this and the Connor Stallions thing. Now you're in the NFL, the dream you've been wanting for so long. You finally got out of Ann Arbor like you've been wanting to the last few seasons. And now you've got a roster that, yeah, needs some work, but you get the right pieces there. You got a quarterback. You might be able to go win some games and possibly go get a Super Bowl that's always eluded you. What a great thing that is for you. And yet, you have to have your attorney put out a thing saying, I remain indignant over this. I don't understand.
Speaking of Michigan football, different Michigan football, Michigan State. So I'm doing some grocery shopping with my daughter on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into the Giant Eagle in Dublin. And as soon as I walk in the door, I am greeted by a very enthusiastic man.
All right.
He's very excited to see me. Very large mang.
Okay.
Fan of the show. That's great. He's there with his wife and five children as they're handing out free samples for this energy bar that they've developed. This is Justin Kershaw, who played for Michigan State. He's from here.
Okay.
And then went to play at Michigan State. He was roommates with Brian Hoyer.
There you go.
Your guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's a big fan of the show. He was very excited to meet me.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure if you were there, he would have caressed you. But he's handing me all these free samples and these bars, nutrition bars, and he's almost giving me the side eye because he knows that I eat so much fast food. And he's like, no, you really need this bar. You really need this bar.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give a shout out to his website if you want to check it out. It is sowstrongfood.com. So is spelled S-O-W.
All right.
Like sow the seeds, that type of sow. So strong food.
There it is.
.com.
I'm looking
good
it up.
Good man,
now.
Good family. Go check it out.
All right.
Spend some money.
Yeah. Well, that's nice that you you talked with him. Glad he listens to the show. That's great.
He was introducing me to his whole family. They could not care less.
Well, I get that. That happens a lot where we might meet someone who's a big listener of the show, and then the person that they spend their life with may not ever have heard of us. And again, if you're only in your car by yourself listening to us because you're driving to or from work, I kind of get that, right? I don't expect that you're going to run home and be like, honey, you'll never guess what happened today. Like, that sometimes happens, but not always.
Two big events happening tonight in the Jackets game. Jackets finale, but there's two very important things happening in that finale tonight. We'll talk about them next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on southbound 71's off-ramp to 17th Avenue, and that's on the north side. And you can expect a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bedliners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, make sure to download the podcast of this show.
Not well, you could download other podcasts.
That's fine, but
that's not what we're trying to promote here.
I don't
we're trying
get
to promote
paid for that.
Our show getting downloaded by you on your podcast app.
Right. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. And yes, Ted, I'm aware. Don't worry. I'll get ED soon. Maybe next segment.
Okay.
I'll have ED.
Okay.
But I can't double team podcast with ED.
No, I understand.
Nobody
that.
Wants that.
I understand.
All
that.
Right, Jackets tonight. Jackets will close out the regular season tonight. don't know why I said regular season, like the postseason's coming. They will close out the season.
It's all over after
against
tonight.
Carolina. It marks Rimmer's last broadcast.
It's end of an era here for Jeff Rimmer, our guy.
20 years, man. It's 20 years. You have people who grew up listening to Jeff Rimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything good that happened with this team happened under his watch.
That's right.
A lot of bad, too, but he didn't do anything with that. The good things, like the Rick Nash crazy goal,
mm-hmm.
right? Sidestepping five people on the ice.
Yeah.
That's Jeff Rimmer on that call.
Boy, that's going to be one, because wasn't that against the Yotes?
That was against the Yotes.
That's going to be one where you watch that and go, well, the guy who broadcasts these games is not doing the broadcast anymore. The guy on that call.
And the team's moved to Utah.
The team is in Utah, but the passage of time is undefeated, of course. But yeah, Rims has been here for a ton of great moments.
Playoff series against Pittsburgh, you know, some of the great stuff there. Obviously, it's the five-year anniversary of the Jackets knocking off the Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Rimmer's there for that.
Yeah, there have been a lot of great moments. And I'll tell you this, earlier this year or last year when we had Rimmer in, he had made the announcement on this show. And I remember thinking still like, well, that's a whole season away and who knows what's going to happen this year. And, you know, hopefully we get some playoff action for Rims and all that stuff. Season kind of in some ways dragged on because of just there were plenty of moments, down moments this year. But in some ways I look back and go, I can't believe it went that quickly. And I wonder if Rims at times looks back on his 20 years and goes, yeah, there were moments where it kind of we had some rough patches, but I bet he would tell you it moved fairly quickly.
Oh, I think this is all very hard on him.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to show the emotions all the time, but I'm quite sure he's going to get emotional tonight.
Oh, sure. How would you not?
And I'm going to get emotional just watching it. And Rimmer's going to come in here tomorrow and he'll break it all down and, you know, we'll talk about his career. And just because he's leaving the broadcast booth doesn't mean he's leaving this show. He's going to continue to be on this show until he is not lucid enough to be on the show, which, let's face it, could be any day now.
Yeah, it's. I don't think that'll be the case for a very long time.
I hope not.
But I'll tell you, there's a nice little write-up that I saw was done on the Jackets website by Jeff Svoboda, and it does very nicely lay out everything in Rim's career and all the moments that he had, all the people that he ran into and all the different people that he's known.
I mean, think about this for a second. I joke with this guy, right? It's all name dropping. Who are you going to drop today? The reason why we came up with that segment is because Rimmer has so many names to drop.
Yeah, he does.
Right? I mean, Rimmer got into a fist fight with Pete Rose.
Because he knew him well enough to do so because he was calling games with Montreal.
I mean, Rimmer is a local announcer for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And when he announced his retirement and when they honored him over at Nationwide, you've got guys like Wayne Gretzky and Cal Ripken Jr. making tribute videos for you.
That speaks to just how much he's done in his career, doesn't it?
Well, let me tell you something. When I inevitably retire or get fired from this radio station, no one's doing tribute videos for me.
Well, I'll tell you who's not. Wayne Gretzky's not doing it.
Cal
Ripken's not doing it. I mean, there's not going to be the level of celebrity that Rimmer interacted with. Michael Bublé takes his call, right? This is a guy who we joke about it, how often he references Bobby Orr, but Bobby Orr checks in with him almost daily. Bobby Orr, that Bobby Orr, not like another Bobby Orr that you've heard of.
No, Bobby Orr.
The guy. That's him. Rimmer talks to him all the time. And we laugh about it because he's like, well, my good friend, Bobby Orr. Yeah. Who has a friend like that? Not many people.
He threw out something the other day. I've known this guy for 20 years. I didn't hear this story. Probably not the other day. It was a couple months back. He was in here. He's talking about his wedding. His wife is from Southern California.
Yeah.
Farrell is from Southern California. Farrell's father, well-to-do, fairly notable guy in Southern California. So when they got married, Jeff and Farrell, he had Harrison Ford at his wedding. Okay? That's actually something me and Rims have in common. I had Chuck Knoll at my wedding. He didn't know he was going to my wedding. He was just going to the restaurant where my wedding happened to be, and he sat there and watched the whole thing. But he had Harrison Ford at his wedding.
One, that's not the same, because Harrison Ford is eminently cooler than Chuck Knoll.
I'm sorry. Does he have all those championships?
I'm sorry. Does Chuck Knoll fly Jedis around and help them save the galaxy? I rest my case. Also, Indiana Jones. Also, Harrison Ford.
I got it.
But I've got you both beat. Because at my wedding, I had a pretty big celebrity, too.
Who'd you have?
Jesus. We invoked, so we pulled some strings.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty good.
We did get him.
Who was at your wedding, Teddy?
Yeah, the Son of God came to ours, so there you go.
I had a Chuck at my wedding as well. It was Buckeye Chuck, actually. He was there out the, we had an outdoor, out the park, and he was there, yes.
It was like, hey, it looks like 6 more weeks of good marriage. So yeah. Then they put him back in his cage. Mm-hmm. That's good, yeah.
More weeks of chastity. You couldn't do anything then for 6 weeks.
Dang it.
Buckeye Chuck said, nope, I saw my shadow.
Buckeye what?
Is it see the shadow? Huh? Who are you, me? What's the matter with you in there?
Yeah.
Buckeye Chuck.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Rimmer's final broadcast is tonight. Also, the debut of Gavin Brindley is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He just wrapped up his season with Michigan last week. He's 19 years old. He was the Jackets' second-round pick last season.
Yeah.
There was some thought that he may go back to school, but instead he signed his deal, 3-year entry-level deal. He will be making his debut tonight. Go ahead.
I was going to say, why he would want to sign that deal, given that he basically has to play one game and get $100,000, I believe, is the signing bonus and the game check. And then he also burns a year of his entry-level contract.
That's what I was
going to
say. That's what's kind of weird about this. And I know this is shocking, and I'm sure the apologists will tell us why this is a genius move by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Right.
Because if they didn't do this, then he would have went back to school, and then they wouldn't have enticed him and all of this. It has been done before where you have like a top 5 pick who you think is going to make an instant impact, going to be a star right away. You'd maybe bend over backwards for that guy.
Right.
This is a second round pick. I'm not saying he won't be a good player. I'm sure he will be. I hope he will be a good player. I'm not sure of anything. I hope he will be a good player. But you are essentially allowing him to burn an entire year of NHL credit on one game just so that he will sign a entry-level contract with you and not go back to college.
And if this had been done in a different way, he could have. He also cannot play in the AHL playoffs.
No.
So I had thought that yesterday when I read this at first. I thought, oh, well, at least I guess we'll get him some playoff experience. Maybe that's the idea. No, none of that. He plays one game and is done. Now, great for him to get the debut, and I hope that it goes well for him. I hope he's awesome. I hope he leaves our jaws dropped, and we all say, man, what if we had that guy for more games next year? We'll see. But the reality is there's a good chance this is a guy who may end up playing. If David Yurecek ended up in Cleveland for quite a bit of time this year, it's possible that this guy may not fully get embraced by
the
new regime.
When the Blue Jackets tell you to get a place,
you can believe
them. You can take that to the bank.
Mm.
You get a place.
You wouldn't take it to a furniture store, though, because you won't need any furniture, because that you will not be staying there. You will be moving back to Cleveland.
So debut for Gavin Brindley tonight. He did have a quote that told me that he is already a professional hockey player. Here's the quote. I want to be a hockey player. That's what I'm here to do. So that was the decision for me.
Oh, well.
He already has the personality of a hockey player.
Job done.
Let him live.
Way to go.
Now, Gavin Brindley, what do you think his nickname's going to be?
Oh, we could go.
Brindley's already, so they got the E at the end of that, so they're not going to shorten the last name.
No, you can go Gavvy.
Gavvy.
Gavvy's probably where you're heading.
Hey, how you doing there, Gavvy?
Or Gavs.
Gavvy.
Or Brins.
Oh, hey, Brins.
Hey, Brins.
You are forgetting one thing.
What's that?
He's signing for one game, but this will be the only time he ever plays, and Rimmer's broadcasting the game.
That's true.
You think that's
why? That's probably what it was.
He's like, oh, I gotta get this.
Yeah. I need Jeff Rimmer to call.
Yeah.
Hello? That's right. Beautiful.
All right. All the news and notes you need as we go inside the NFL coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic causing a delay just a couple minutes on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315, and watch for an accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, I've sort of coined the phrase, pee-pee no worky. And, you know, it's sort of all the rage now, and it's catching fire. Tri-State Men's Health handing out T-shirts with that phrase on it.
Are they?
No. Okay. But they should.
Oh,
I see. It's a gold mine, baby.
And a gold mine, some might say.
What did I say?
Goal mine? A mine of goals.
Yes.
That's what they're
Cucho
called.
Is there. Mining for gold.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, if you're having a little problem with the pee-pee and the Cucho, I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Schedule a consult with them today. Your initial visit's only $99. Includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work right there in the office, your visit's free.
Psst. It'll work.
Mm. Maybe too well.
Oh.
Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Common Man sent you. And also tell them pee-pee no worky.
Sure.
Inside the NFL. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone's Inside the NFL.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Bone.
Well, man, let's start here. Good news for the Browns when it comes to Deshaun Watson. He is back to throwing, and not just throwing, but according to him, he's, quote, throwing at full speed as he continues to work his way back from last year's season-ending right shoulder injury. I'm sure you know this. I'm sure most people remember it, but if you just got out from under a rock and you're not sure what it was, he underwent surgery in November to repair the fracture everyone knows, the displaced fracture to the glenoid in his throwing shoulder.
Glenoid.
We all love a good glenoid around here. Anyway, he said everything is full motion. Everything is fluid. The motion is really good. The velocity and the strength is really good. So he didn't know when he'd feel 100% again or be cleared to practice without restrictions, but did say he's hoping to participate in OTA and minicamp practices. Noted that would hinge on how his shoulder reacts in the coming days. So not out of the woods yet for the Browns, but that is all signs pointing to good for Deshaun Watson's shoulder. Beyond that, we'll find out, because he still has to address the issue of whether or not he can still play as a good football player, but that has nothing to do with his shoulder being
hurt.
The
new helmet instantly makes him better.
Well, one would like to think.
I think
that
so.
Would be nice. The Dolphins have picked up options for Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips. Two guys with the same name but different spellings. Linebacker Jalen Phillips and wide receiver, of course, Jalen Waddle. Both are the 16th. Sorry, Waddle was the 6th. Phillips was the 18th overall pick in the 2021 draft. Both of them would be due to get some kind of, you know, bigger contract here in the near future. So they did extend both of those guys. Meanwhile, the Eagles have extended Devontae Smith through the 2028 season. 3-year contract extension, but the full terms have not officially been disclosed. Adam Schefter's reporting that the contract is worth $75 million with $51 million guaranteed. That would be an exercising of Smith's 5th-year option. So he'll get that, I believe, plus an additional 3 years is what it sounds like. So that'll give him a salary of around $16 million for 2025. So, yeah, that's taking care of business early, I would say. That works out pretty well for him. Meanwhile, Vikings tight end TJ Hockenson had some not kind, but also not like over-the-top angry, just some solid words here about the low hit that took him out in week 16 against the Lions, where he was injured and it ended his season. He said, quote, obviously I wasn't too happy about it. He is continuing his rehab from torn ACL and MCL ligaments in the knee. He called on the NFL to address why defenders can hit pass catchers low in those situations, but offensive players can't cut block in similar areas. And I'm not saying that he's wrong. He actually went on to say, I wish I would have had a concussion rather than have the injury that I have, because that's affecting me more, at least his ability to get on the field. Now, who knows what he'll say when he's 50, you know, if he'd rather have the concussion or the torn ACL, MCL. But either way, I don't know if the NFL likely to do even more about the way guys are getting tackled, given they just did something with the hip drop thing, and a lot of people weren't happy about that tackle now being outlawed.
They are going to do something more. It's called flag football.
Well, that's what I mean.
It will eventually happen.
Yeah, at some point, to what level? I empathize with the players who say that play is not legal. If this isn't legal, why is that legal? But if we keep playing that game and keep ping-ponging back and forth, eventually we're going to get to a point where you're right. I don't know how many other tackles would be legal at that point.
Yes, it's unfortunate. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But, all right, so what's the alternative? You allow the guy to catch the ball.
Yep.
And then in order to tackle him, you have to visibly make eye contact with him and say, you all right?
Yep.
You've established
position.
I'm coming
you're
now.
You're turning upfield now.
Hello, may I try and tackle you now?
Right. But you can't tackle him below the knee, and you can't hit him in the head. And if he's not turned fully and you hit him in the chest and your helmet touches his helmet, that could be targeting. So that's a problem. Like, I'm just saying, I'm for player safety. I am 100% wanting that to happen.
Me too, but there's no such thing as complete and total player safety. It is a contact sport.
There is, buddy. You know what it's called? Play another sport.
Well, yes, of course.
Like, at some point, we're playing football. Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do to some degree there, but yeah. Anyway, worth pointing out that he is, I'm sure, not alone in that. There are probably quite a few offensive players who feel the same way. And finally, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, who were surprisingly awesome last year, he said about the extra hype they're getting this offseason, quote, we don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. We have to go out and play good football when the time comes. They did go out and spend, though, $178.5 million this offseason in guaranteed money that they handed out. That is the fourth most in the NFL.
Let them live. I got a stat that's going to blow your mind, and Fat Boy Food Tap coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's causing a slowdown on southbound 71 on the north side. After Hudson Street, it will be stop and go from North Broadway. And we've got some slow traffic on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Rapid fire coming up at 4:34. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What's the game, Boner?
The game this week is Octopus Trivia.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I got a stat for you. You ready? Before we get to Fat Boy Food Tip.
Let's do it.
Tip and tit. Connor McDavid became the fourth player in history to record 100 assists in a season last night. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
100 assists in a season. Bobby Orr, Rimmer's buddy, did it once. Mario Lemieux did it once. Wayne Gretzky also did it 11 times.
Oh, my gosh.
11 times.
Well, that is how you have become the all-time points leader and the all-time assist leader and all the other
I know. And look, we've done segments like this before where it's like, hey, how about this crazy Gretzky stat? But you just see them and you have to do a double take.
Yes, you do.
He's the greatest of all time, and he did it 11 times.
Well, and I think it's something that in the moment of watching him, I'm quite sure there were people who watched him and said, like when he left Edmonton and went to the Kings, I know there were people who said, that doesn't make any sense. You're going there and you're not going to win anything. And why are you doing that? he still had a tremendous career. He still had an impact, but that was controversial at the time. Some people didn't like that. Now we look back on it and we go, that guy was not even quantifiable by modern hockey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't equate anyone else to him. Ovechkin's going to get his goals record, right? And that's about the only thing that anyone's probably ever going to touch of
his. No one will ever touch him.
No.
Ever.
You know, and I think there is a comparable that we're in right now that I'll bring up. And I don't know, maybe people disagree with this, but I feel like a lot of times people want to go to the GOAT discussion and the greatest of all time, and we stick to comparing the same sport, which makes sense, but there's a guy playing right now, and you know his name, everybody does. LeBron James is a guy that I think when we're 10, 15 years from now, where people, there will be a lot of people working in the media who didn't really get to watch a lot of his career. They will have been, you know, little kids when he was playing. They will go back and look at some of these numbers LeBron still puts up and go, huh? The guy did what? LeBron James, if you're not aware, has averaged 25 or more points per game in the NBA for 20 straight seasons. I don't think anyone will ever touch that again. Like, that's, it's well, one just, of those numbers that just by longevity
right,
alone.
Just to have your body hold up.
Well, that's a thing. I feel like so many people go, well, LeBron got all these records because he's just been in the league for 21 years. As if that's easy to do. Like, Blake Griffin just retired today. Did you see that?
No. Blake, I thought he was retired.
Well, he, so did he. So did everyone. But like Blake Griffin, I'm trying to think when he came into the league. It was definitely after LeBron did. Blake Griffin came into the league in 2011. So LeBron was already on to Miami, not one, not two, not three, not four, doing that whole press conference where everybody got mad at him. That is when Blake Griffin was a rookie. That guy is retiring. And I'm not saying Blake Griffin had the greatest career ever. That's a really long NBA career to play for 12 years. That's a great NBA career. And LeBron is still going at 25 point a game. We will not process that properly until 20 years from now. We'll look back and go, good Lord. I know he gets a lot of credit. I know people do this debate with him and Michael Jordan. Probably the debate you should be having is him and Wayne Gretzky. As far as stacking up numbers that just boggle your mind. I'm not here to say he's better than Michael Jordan or any of that. I'm not here to have that debate. I'm saying that's the only thing I can wrap my brain around is maybe what LeBron's doing now in basketball in some way, shape, or form is like what Gretzky did in hockey.
No, to your point, Michael Jordan's prime, and a lot of this was, you know, his own decision to retire and play baseball.
Yeah.
Right? And then retire again and then come back. His prime was like a 12-year period.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You know, we're talking about 20 seasons here. Of 25 points or more. Even a guy, you know, Teddy was talking about Kevin Garnett earlier today. Kevin Garnett was also a guy that came right out of high school.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Came right out of high school. He was successful early, not to the superstar level that LeBron was, but, you know,
very good. Hall of Famer, all that stuff. Yeah.
He won a title in Boston.
Yes.
Okay. After he sort of done his thing with the Wolves, he won a title in Boston. He never averaged 20 points a game.
Right.
When he won a title,
he did all these other things very well. Rebounds, defense.
Right. He did when he was in Minnesota.
Oh, right. He
was,
to your point. Yeah.
He was the guy. He would average 20 points a game every single year. And then even when he was still, air quotes, good yes. enough to win a championship.
Yes.
He wasn't 20 points a night good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think sometimes we look at LeBron playing for 21 years at this level and go, well, yeah, but if he didn't do that, he wouldn't have all these numbers. It's the same thing as like, well, if Caitlin Clark couldn't shoot threes, I guess she wouldn't be that good. It's like, but she does. And she shoots them from 40 feet away. And it's incredible. Steph Curry shoots from forever away. And that's why he has all his records. And LeBron being able to stay healthy and good.
See, why do we do that
for
though?
21 years we'll is kind at, of staggering.
Well, look at Cal. Right. We'll look at Cal Ripken Jr. and mm-hmm. we'll celebrate the durability.
Yeah.
Right. Like, look what that guy was able to do every single day. Put his body through that 162 games for that many years. Why don't we do the same thing with LeBron?
You're right.
Remember, I remember doing the show with you. It was probably almost 10 years ago now where LeBron started to miss a couple games with back issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spasms, tightness. And I remember saying to you, well, that's the beginning of the end. Because once, as a guy who has a bad back,
right,
once those things start to really creep up,
mm-hmm.
and that back is not going to get better, it's going to get worse, you're not going to be able to play consistent basketball anymore. Stupid me.
Well, sure.
Here he is, 10 years later, still playing consistent basketball.
Yeah, it's jarring. And I think tonight, right, they're playing the play-in game against New Orleans, right? And you'll see, LeBron is still, if you haven't watched any Lakers basketball, he is still, like, one of the primary reasons why they are what they are, good, bad, or otherwise. Anthony Davis needs to be the best player on that team. But if LeBron is going out and getting 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, they will not win this game. He has to go out and get...
He has to be LeBron.
27 and 5. Like, if he doesn't, that's probably not a winning formula for that team. And that's jarring because he's almost as old as me, and my best days are well behind me, is what I'm saying.
Fat Boy Food, yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I saw this on the Daily Meal. 10 Taco Bell menu items from the 1990s you probably forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of these I forgot about.
They had some unique things back in the day.
Yes, they did. And some of them I actually want them to bring back. The number one thing on here is the Bell Beefer. First of all, to me, that is something in Urban Dictionary. Like, oh, man, I'm gonna give you the Bell Beefer. Do you remember what the Bell Beefer was?
I have no clue what that was.
Essentially a Mexican-inspired sloppy joe.
Oh, it was like a loose meat bun.
Yes, it was on a bun. It had, like, you know, some cheese, melted cheese. And it was a sloppy joe with Mexican spices.
I'm not saying I would want that at Taco Bell, but if they offered it, I would give it a shot. I would try that.
Bacon cheeseburger burrito.
Okay.
Which was just ground beef and then bacon and lettuce and tomato and cheese.
Okay. No other condiments? They didn't try, like, ketchup and mayo or mustard or anything like that?
That's what they put on it.
I mean,
it said instead of classic mayo or mustard, it had a creamy jalapeno-tasting sauce with a hint of smokiness.
Oh,
and a barbecue-like quality.
You know what? Now I would be all in on that, too. Let's give it a shot.
The BLT taco, which I do remember. It was just a BLT in a taco.
Sure. It sounds good.
The enchirito.
Yeah.
Which I remember, and it was very delicious.
What was in that? I'm trying to remember. I don't know if I'll have to look it up. I forget off the top of my
head. This was on the menu from 1970 to 1993. So it was a long time. Soft tortilla, fill it up with beef, refried beans and onions. Then they would put it in like a plastic container.
That's right.
And then cover it with like red enchilada sauce.
Okay.
And sprinkle it with cheese.
There you go. Yeah, they should bring that back 100%.
Volcano burrito, which I also remember. This is from 1995. They tied this in with the movie Congo.
Okay.
It was promotion for the movie Congo. It was a burrito which featured a fiery red sauce as well as seasoned beef, beans, rice, and a cheese blend. And it was spicy, hence volcano.
You know.
Also, it was 99 cents.
I just Googled this. TacoBell.co.uk says volcano burrito meal.
Still kicking?
It says here, black beans, grilled chicken, seasoned beef, lava sauce, sour cream, seasoned Mexican rice, and crushed nacho chips. You can even order it with a side of seasoned fries.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's go to the UK.
Now you know.
Chicken club burrito, which
was... that's good.
Chicken, bacon, tomato, lettuce, cheese, ranch-like sauce wrapped up in a flour tortilla. Extreme nachos, which was just a big thing at nachos.
All right.
It had...
sign me up.
Beans, sour cream, cheese, guacamole.
Guacamole.
And a wild sauce. A super spicy take on salsa.
I like that wild sauce was just like, well, you get it. It's going to be some level of spice. Who really cares? We're calling it wild sauce. Just go with it.
The next item is the gordita, which I was a huge fan of the gordita. Now, the gordita still lives on in one way with the cheesy gordita crunch. But the original gordita was several different flavor options.
Yes,
and
that's
it was
right.
Just the flatbread taco. It was not a flatbread taco with a crispy taco.
Yes. They do have that shell is what they use. They've got a value menu item now at Taco Bell where it's just chicken,
And the smoky sauce. Cheese. I've gotten it before.
That thing is really good. It's not the same as getting a gordita because those had the, you know, all the other fixings like some lettuce, tomato, whatever else. But if you like that and you don't want it to be in a cheesy gordita crunch, that is a good option if you miss that.
Now, this was the late 90s when they introduced this. They went so in on it that the ad campaign for the gordita was $60 million for
Taco Bell. That was with the Chihuahua.
Yes.
That was Viva Gorditas.
Absolutely.
I will never forget that. Yeah, that was, if you were around that time, you couldn't miss the gordita at that point.
Big Border Taco, which was just a big taco.
Okay.
Big crunchy taco.
How big are we talking?
1.5 times bigger.
Oh, okay.
Than the normal taco.
Well, let's do that now, too. I would like, for the amount they're charging, we ought to have just the Big Border Taco as the regular size taco.
And then the last thing they have on here is the Border Lights line, which was just like everything without flavor.
What?
Like a soft taco with just chicken and lettuce and a little bit of cheese. No sauces, nothing like that.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
To save on calories.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And you can just go on the app.
Yeah, you can get that now.
Make it.
Yeah, you could do a soft taco and substitute chicken for beef and have the same thing if you want it. But yeah, they just take it off the regular menu. That's, again, the beauty we always talk about with Taco Bell, especially with the app. You can kind of make these combinations, at least some of them, and get something similar to what they were doing in some of these cases, and they just don't have it on the menu.
I want a volcano burrito, and I want more gordita flavors.
Agreed.
Bring back gordita. I want all of you to witness me drinking poison. Coming up next. If that sounds good to you, then stick around. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Slow traffic is causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And you're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Zbart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zbart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zbart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bedliners, and Zbart window tint. Zbart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot sports book. Doesn't matter if your team's winning or losing, you're always going to have a good time at Hollywood Casino. I don't know that to be true, but they're going to do everything they can to make sure that you have a good time. Food, drink, action on the games.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're going to be dodging bullets, not that type of action.
Right.
Get to the chopper.
I didn't assume that's what you meant. It wasn't like an action film. Right.
Right. But go there.
Yeah.
Have fun. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I root for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
I watched the game last night. They were at home playing the Kansas City Royals on a Monday night. The paid attendance was 10,000 something. The actual attendance couldn't be more than 4,200 people. This is where we are.
Sure.
And you could hear every single one of them because they're just drunk and screaming, as they should be. My baseball team is 2-14.
Okay.
Hold on a second, because it gets worse. 2-14. So the maths tell me they have played 16 games this season. They have been shut out 6 times in 16 games.
That seems like that seems impossible.
The only teams in Major League Baseball history to be shut out 6 times in the first 16 games of a regular season are the 2024 Chicago White Sox and the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas.
Superbas. Sure, it's not Superbas?
Could be. Don't know.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Bad. They were not Superba or Superba.
Here's some more for you. Since April 6th, what day is it?
It's
the 16th.
April 16th, yeah.
So you got 10 days. Hmm. And they play baseball every day.
Sure.
Since April 6th, how many home runs have the White Sox hit since April 6th?
I mean,
I
would hope they've hit like 5 or 10.
One? One is correct. Good job, Timmy.
How? Did Frank Thomas come down from the bleachers and hit it?
That was Gavin Sheets hit a home run April 10th.
Y'all beat me to it. That's good.
Gavin Sheets, who wears Adam Dunn's number for the White Sox. He is also
I remember him.
Oft swingy and missy guy.
Sure.
Who hits from the left side of the plate.
Well, he's doing Adam Dunn's number justice, isn't he?
Just for comparison, 60 players in Major League Baseball have had 2+ home runs during that span. 60 players. This is one team. One team has hit one home run.
This is so
in
bad.
10 days.
It's sounding like an old Babe Ruth stat from the 20s.
That is.
Remember that year where Babe had more home runs
than teams?
Than any other team.
Yes.
Yeah. Except it's like the inverse of that, right?
Yes.
It's like they're making other teams like Babe Ruth or other players like Babe Ruth by themselves.
And so I'm sitting there last night watching this game. The White Sox have this new play-by-play announcer on TV. I think his name's John Schifrin or something.
Sure.
And he has the gall to tell me, as the White Sox are losing 2-0 in this game, and they would go on to lose the game 2-0. That the White Sox have just been involved in so many close games this season. Okay. First of all, 2-14. They've had one home run in 10 days.
Okay.
Their run differential, the Chicago White Sox, is -53. The Marlins, who have won 3 games, they are 3-14. They have the second worst run differential in baseball at -36. Okay?
Wow.
That's how bad. Do not sit there and tell me that the White Sox are playing close games. You got 4,200 people, all of them screaming, sell the team every 10 seconds.
Yeah. Can I just posit a theory here?
What?
That is that if you hit one home run as a ball club in 10 days, no game is a close game. If it is 0-0 in the fifth, you can go ahead and guess that other team is probably going to hit a home run at some point in a game, because most teams in modern Major League Baseball do. If you can't muster more than one home run in 10 games, that tells me your offense is putrid and pathetic. And so I would say, even if it is 0-0 in the fifth or the sixth or the seventh, I'm going to guess the other team's going to find a way, and you're not going to have an answer. So they're not really close. If you're, we only lost by 2 runs. Oh, we only lost by 3 runs. Yeah, you didn't score any, and you don't score any because you have the worst run differential in baseball. That's not close. That means your team sucks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm not trying to pile on.
No. Hey, Teddy, remember all those close games that the Reds played with the White Sox this weekend?
No.
11-1, 5-0, 11-4.
Never happened.
Hey, 5-0, that's just, that's a good inning right there. You get right back in it. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Get 3 guys on base, 1 swing of the bat, brings you within a run that you won't get.
Well, hey, you were picked to finish dead last in the Central.
And good news.
And they're right on schedule.
You know, it is something we bring up from time to time on this show. They have to be the worst run organization in all of modern sports. I don't know about 50 years ago, but given what most teams do in big markets nowadays,
with
the money that's there, with everything else, the history that you have, all that stuff.
I mean, give the McConnells another 100 years and they'll be knocking on that door.
Well, that's what I mean, is if after 100+ years and an owner who had seen that team specifically win a World Series and other teams he owned won multiple championships, you would think somewhere in there would be a desire to see that happen again. But that's basically gone from your current ownership group. The only thing that guy seems to care about is going out and getting money for a new stadium that no one wants. So
How many cups do we have after 120 years of Jackets hockey?
Well, it better be more than one. Well, I guess you have more than one, right?
It better be more than zero.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah, that's. I'm just saying, that is pathetic ownership, especially considering the market they're in, how much that market loves baseball.
Will we still be talking about the sweep of Tampa Bay 100 years from now?
Better not.
Because today is the five-year anniversary of the sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we hold on to. That's the most significant moment in Blue Jackets history.
That's the moment.
That's a first-round sweep.
First-round sweep.
That's the high point.
As an eight seed.
That's the high point of this franchise. Is yes, 5 years ago, and if you told us all 5 years ago after celebrating that win, that'll be the last one you get for a while. We would have all said, "Oh, get out!"
Well, at least we had a good year.
When? Oh, that year?
No, now.
No.
Something to hang our hat on.
No, there's nothing to hang your hat on here.
Well, buddy. We will all though gather tonight.
Yes.
One last time, watching the Blue Jackets celebrating the career of Jeff Rimmer.
Yes,
that is one thing we will do.
You better pop a number. I hope it's the biggest number they've ever had on Bally Sports.
A little birdie told me that Herbie was going to join Rimmer in the booth tonight.
Oh. Well, that's great.
Yeah, maybe I'll sneak in.
Well, you two back together again. That'd be a lot of fun.
Out of the
booth. I'm going to the game. Should I barge on up there? I
think you should.
Or crash in?
You know, Rimmer's always saying.
He says, come by.
Come on up.
He seems to almost get upset when no one comes by.
Yeah.
I'm like, Rimmer, you're doing the game.
Well, yeah, you don't
want to
bug
him
working. He wants you to come in there and sit right next to him while he's calling the game. He does. He likes you to be in there.
I don't know where to put my hands, Jeff, when I come in the booth.
Yeah, it's like,
Jody's not up there. He's lonely.
Also, Rims, why is it a motorcycle seat and I'm sitting right behind you? Like, couldn't I have a seat next to you?
Put your arms around me and I'll take care of you.
Could you imagine trying to cram into the space where Jody is?
No.
I mean, that's the smallest room in the history of the world.
Yeah, it's no good.
Rapid fire coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find traffic is moving slowly on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Rapid fire coming up in mere moments. Game show in the 5 o'clock hour. What is the game, Boner?
We are doing octopus trivia, trying to educate you about our eight-tentacled friends. I don't know if I'd call them eight-legged, eight-tentacled friends.
This is from the burner phone yesterday. I just saw it from Paul Keels' handkerchief.
Okay.
He says, my Greenland trip planners.
Brandon Sane.
Yes. Happy tax day. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
Do your accountants have you write off all your fast food since it's required for your job for Fat Boy Food Tip? I have never thought of that before.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, look, we use that. That's part of the job.
Absolutely.
We come on here and we talk about food. Why shouldn't we get that as a write-off?
I have specifically on certain nights stopped to get, you know, different food items based on what we talked about.
Absolutely.
There was a new thing or, hey, I'm going to go try this and I'll go do it.
Like tomorrow is the Bacon Ranch McCrispy Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Debuting at McDonald's. I mean, just for research purposes, I feel like I have to go. There have been many times where I pull a fast food bag out of the car and Kristen looks at me and says, really? It's for the show, honey.
For work, yeah.
You want me to be the best host I can possibly be? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm passionate about my job. I guess, I mean, I'm just trying to do the best work I can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we need to talk to people about getting our stuff written off.
Mm, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
Timmy, you don't even know what a write-off is.
Do you?
No, but they do. And they're the ones writing it off.
You know what? I think this is the same as me watching all those college basketball games.
Same thing.
Honey, I have to for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's right.
Eating food for the people.
But you just host a Buckeye show.
Well, it's complicated.
Yep.
The Buckeyes not play anybody in basketball? They just play themselves?
You're doing advanced scouting.
They play other teams, don't they?
You can't play yourself.
No. You got to watch for possible future tournament opponents.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's all very sophisticated.
Absolutely.
My rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Custom Air. Custom Air. Custom Solutions. Custom Comfort.
Teddy, rapid fire number one.
All right. Scotty Scheffler, he just won his second green jacket, and many NHL teams will be battling soon for the Stanley Cup. Not here, but many teams will. So what do you think is the coolest trophy or award in sports to win?
I mean, if we're just going trophy for trophy here, not necessarily what you'd get most excited about, but the actual hardware.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the Stanley Cup, man.
Stanley Cup's pretty great.
Stanley Cup's been passed around for eons. You get to take it home with you and swim in the pool with it.
Yeah, I do think the aspect of it being the singular Stanley Cup, the one that's protected and watched over. But let me counter that by saying I'd like a trophy that I actually get to keep, like one that I have in my house. And if you win the Heisman, that's yours.
Now, unless you Reggie Bush.
Right.
Then.
Yeah.
OJ kept his, though.
He stole his back.
He stole it back. At gunpoint.
Yeah. With all the merch. Yeah, I'm just saying, I think I would rather have a trophy. And it's substantial and it's historic, but you get one to take home. Maybe you loan it to your school for a while to have on display, but you get to have one of those. I think I'd take a Heisman.
What about the Illibuck?
No.
About the wooden turtle.
It's a distant third, I'll say to those two.
Rapid fire number two.
Tom Brady said the next NFL quarterback to win their first Super Bowl will be Josh Allen. Which quarterback would you pick to win their first Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, we've been saying Josh Allen for 3 years, haven't we?
I don't think it's him.
I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud.
You know what? I too, was going to go with the former Buckeye, but I'm going to go with the one residing down in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Now, he's played in one, won one, but get his first one? I think that's what we're going to have.
I saw C.J. was talking about, you know, people wondering if Marvin Harrison Jr. is really worthy of a top pick.
Yeah.
And C.J.'s response essentially was, don't be stupid.
Right. What are you talking about?
Of course he is.
Yes, go watch the film, you
idiot.
Have
you seen him play?
Right.
Rapid fire number three.
The Marlins beat the Braves on Saturday to finally win their first home game of the season, which came in their ninth attempt. This enabled fans with tickets to the game to finally receive their free Whopper Jr., which they get after a home win. So what free food item do you think would be the best to win for your team winning a home game?
Lobster Thermidor.
Okay.
I don't know.
I got one for you. What? I think if I go to a Jackets game and I get done and it's been cold and we're in, you know, there's ice everywhere and it's all chilly.
Chilly?
And then,
chilly!
No. Although that's a great one, too. I do like the chilly chant.
We have the chilly.
I'm not anti-chilly chant, for what it's worth. Blizzard. Mike Todd's there. I go to a Dairy Queen after the game. A free Blizzard would be great. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd like.
I have to tell you, there was a promo that the Kansas City Royals had where if they had a dozen hits, you would get a dozen free Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wow.
But we learned that there was a location of a Krispy Kreme in Overland Park. We would just pop in there.
They wouldn't know the score?
there were nights where the Royals weren't even playing. We'd say, hey, Royals! And the guys would just hand a box.
Yeah, they don't care. They're smoking J's out in the back.
No, like, why did this one location end up doing $8 million worth of free donuts? I don't think the Royals could have done that.
Rapid fire number four.
All right. If the great leaders here at TAGNA, if they said, hey, you know what? We should put a fast food restaurant in there at the Fan 10 TV studio locations. Which fast food restaurant would you like them to put in here?
Oh, here's my line of thinking on this. It would have to be a restaurant that has a lot of variety and has a lot of items that you could just pop in and have a snack.
Okay.
Okay?
I agree.
And so for that reason, I would choose Taco Bell.
Okay. I mean, that's good.
The restaurants, I'm just going to pop upstairs and have a taco.
Yeah, or you could have like a cinnamon twist, sure. Whatever. Like something quick. You could have a sweet thing. You could have a savory thing if you wanted to. But that same logic, though, I went a little off the board. Jack in the Box. If we could get a location here, they have them down in Cincinnati. They have tacos. They have burgers, obviously. They have chicken fingers. They have all that stuff. And a billion desserts and breakfast.
That's not a bad pick.
I'm saying, like, it's got a little of everything. Maybe you argue they do nothing well, but they have so many different things, you could always have the variety. I like it.
Not a bad pick. What would you pick, Teddy?
I like the Taco Bell. I mean, McDonald's, obviously, is a good one.
Standby.
But
if McDonald's had the snack wrap,
fair enough, yeah.
Popeye. Or the breakfast all day.
Teddy's just like, give me Popeyes, just because it's his favorite. That's right.
Rapid fire number five.
All right. In honor of yesterday being National Tax Day, I want you to give me a song that you enjoy which mentions money or taxes.
Well, I mean, you got Taxman by the Beatles.
Okay.
Right, that's on the Revolver album. You have Money by Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can actually hear the change.
That's right.
I believe the key word in that song is money.
Yeah. How about I've got Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run. That's one of my favorites.
All right.
Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
All right.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a banger.
It is. Yeah.
Aren't those brothers both married to like Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz? One brother's married to Nicole Richie, one
Madden
to Cameron
brothers?
Diaz. Yeah, the Steve.
Boom! And they married a bunch of celebrities. Boom!
John Madden and Steve Madden.
Yeah, they made shoes and football. Real Big Fish with Sellout. Did you ever hear that song?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, selling out for the
sell
money.
Sell out with me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Record company gonna give me lots of money.
Do you remember Travie McCoy, lead singer of Gym Class Heroes?
No.
Did that billionaire song? I want to be a billionaire so flippin' bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that song.
Mo' Money, Mo' Problems.
That's another one. And then the classic, Wu-Tang Clan, Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me, Dollar Dollar Bill, y'all. Yeah. Wu-Tang, of course. Get the money. Cash Rules Everything
Method
Around
Man,
Me.
Method Man, Red Man.
Oh, thank God
Steve
you have
Miller,
this.
Steve Miller Band.
Queued up. I knew you wouldn't have Cream in there, but...
I don't have it.
Sorry.
This is all I have.
That's good.
This is a story about... what's next?
Sorry.
Oh, Mike Tyson is lying to you.
Oh?
I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Stop-and-go traffic is causing a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road, and you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Home ownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy?
Yeah. We talked about this before
the
show started.
We started with it.
This ain't one of them.
Nah. Yeah,
we got it.
Nah.
That's fine.
I did have somebody say to me the other day that they'd like to buy a t-shirt that simply said, this ain't one of them.
I like it.
Okay.
We can work on that.
We absolutely can.
Give me a number, Boner.
Let's go with 5.
Call number 5, 614-821-9710. Gets a family 4-pack of tickets to 97.1 The Fan's Night at what?
Fan's Night.
97.1 The Fan Night at the Columbus Fury game on Friday. If you aren't the winner, don't worry. Tickets for Fan Appreciation Night are available through Ticketmaster's Fridays with Friends promotion. Head to Ticketmaster.com for more information. Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul. Why? I don't know. Why will people spend $80 to buy it? Actually, they won't. It's going to be on Netflix,
is
right?
Is it Jake or... Oh, it is Jake Paul. Okay.
Yeah, it's Jake Paul.
Not Logan Paul.
No.
He's the wrestler.
We were talking about...
Logan's the wrestler.
Yes.
Jake Paul's the...
Who's married to Nina Agdal?
That's Logan.
He's the
WWE guy.
Intercontinental champion.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. I didn't mean to not put respect on his name.
Is he the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, or is that still honky-tonk man?
I'm sorry. He's actually the U.S. champion.
That's completely different, Teddy.
Not even the intercontinental.
I mean, that's Rick Steiner territory. Who cares about that?
Yeah, I screwed it all up. Sorry. He's not good enough for the Intercontinental title.
Come on. No way. Anyway, so they're fighting. When are they fighting? When's the date on this?
I don't know. It's soon. It's
July
summer?
July 20th.
Yeah.
At AT&T Stadium, Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. Mike Tyson says that he's given up marijuana while training for the fight.
Okay.
Now, this is a guy who smokes marijuana every day.
Well, he believes in the health benefits of it.
He grows it. He sells it. He's had 275 episodes of his podcast called Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. He has smoked weed on every single episode. But he says he's training for this, and from now until July, he's not going to have any marijuana. This apparently has nothing to do with the fact that marijuana is against the drug testing rules in the state of Texas for a boxing match.
Oh, he said it's not for that?
No, he's just giving it up to be healthy.
Oh, I thought he was doing it for the specifically fight. Because the fight said you can't if you want to be in the fight.
Yes, that's why he's doing it.
Okay.
That is why he's doing it. However, he's not really doing it. Trust me, he's smoking weed right now. Hmm. Even his attorney came out and said, a failed drug test would not jeopardize the proposed fight between Tyson and Paul. That's because the drug tests, which are random, are conducted only on the day of the fight and results are unavailable for at least a week. And of course, right. This is an exhibition and he's 58 years old and it's not like, oh, I need to keep this fight on my record. He's right. Not going to care.
No, he's not
he wants
care.
To cash his check. Yeah. He will be high as a kite during this fight.
Also, will people care if, I mean, I know they have to sanction it. You need a sanctioning body to allow you to have the fight, all those things. Probably helps with insurance and everything else.
Well, if you want to have it in a 100,000 seat venue, you have to have that.
That's what I mean. But I'm saying, does anybody in attendance care if eventually later it's like, oh, the result's been vacated because of this?
The sanctity.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah, the sanctity of a YouTuber and a washed up old man fighting each other.
Get out of here.
Can I say something about Mike Tyson that's kind of positive that I actually heard recently?
Okay.
And I don't usually do that, but Steve-O, you might remember from the show Jackass. He was the guy doing the craziest stunts they ever had on that show. Okay. If you've not heard Steve-O, he sounds like he swallowed an entire bag of concrete pre being made into concrete. Like his voice is kind of gravelly and gone. However, Steve-O's been sober for like, I think it's over 15 years. Like he's, you know, got his life together in that way. So let him live. Congrats on that. Mike Tyson, as you pointed out, has that podcast called Hot Box.
Mm-hmm.
When Steve-O was a guest on that podcast, he was telling the story. He went on that podcast and said, hey, man, I know your deal here is smoke weed. We're in a room. We're all smoking weed. And then we just tell stories. But for me, it's important to stay sober. And this was something I used to deal with. I would prefer not to do that. Can we do that for this show? And Mike Tyson said, yes. That's totally fine. I respect that. And didn't smoke and didn't do that during the whole thing.
Because he also said that Bill Maher would not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Maher on his podcast.
Too, Bill Maher.
He said, Maher. Sorry, I won't let you come on here because I smoke weed all the time on this show. That's what I do. And I thought,
Maher.
Man, when Mike Tyson, who is, I mean, has a weed company, am I wrong?
Yes.
Like
he sells it.
Yeah. Is like, no, I can, for someone to respect their sobriety, when even he would do that, and Bill Maher's like, sorry, bro, can't break my code. Well, you're a douche. That's what I got to say. Bill Maher sucks.
What do you think about that, Tyson?
I'm the stupidest person in the history of boxing. I have to be. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
My favorite was the Today Show stuff.
What's the... Oh.
Remember that? Yeah. You want to hear the full one? All right,
I forgot about the full one.
This is him on the Today Show. I forget the year of this, but It's within the last 10 years.
Oh, you're vegan?
Yeah, yeah.
What changed you?
Wow, I need, I just threw up the white flag. There was too many prison cells, too many jails, too many lawsuits, too many bankruptcies, too many women, too many venereal diseases, too many everything. I got tired, I really got tired of, you know, like every time my prostitute girlfriend came back for a trip, I had to sleep with her. You know, so I used to say, I'm going to live a different life.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm going to live a different life.
But
you
made a conscious choice. You're right, champ.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a prostitute hunter.
Okay. Let me stop you there.
Let's move on, please.
You had Mike Tyson on the Today Show, and you asked him a question, and you were like, oh, I'm sorry, did it get too real for you? Yeah, he's just telling you what's up. Go figure.
It's every little boy's dream to have their own baseball card until that dream kicks you in the sack. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find an accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue, causing some delay. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 161 between Kitzmiller Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Game show coming up at 5:34. The game is about octopus.
That's
today.
Right. I know you love to eat octopus.
I do enjoy a good octopus.
You like the tentacles. You like the suction cups.
This is from the burner phone. Had the chicken Big Mac in Europe. We talked about this yesterday.
Yes.
How McDonald's UK is bringing back the chicken Big Mac.
Which
bringing
means
back. We never had it.
They had it before, got rid of it, and brought it. Now they're bringing it back.
He said it was perhaps the best fast food item I've ever had. The McChicken in Europe is even better than in America, too. And the sauce and lettuce just goes so well. They also have a Biscoff McFlurry. What is Biscoff?
Isn't that the crackers you get? Or they're like cookie? Don't you get those? I know I've had them on airline flights. They're like little, I don't know how to describe them. They're cookies, but they're kind of a harder, tougher cookie. I don't know.
Says there was a cookie butter spigot.
Because they're butter cookies. That's exactly what they are.
Can't wait to go to Chicago in July and stop at the headquarters, which last I heard has these items.
Oh, well, we need to take a road trip and do a show from Chicago, I feel like. From there.
From the headquarters?
Just eat all the food right there.
I don't know why. We have two fast food headquarters in our backyard. We have Wendy's and we have White Castle. We should do a broadcast each of those places.
Yeah. And then you roll out some stuff, and we'll talk about it on the air.
Well, experimental stuff, old stuff. We'll eat it all. We'll have a day dedicated to you.
We're ready for it. Our mouths are open and waiting.
We should do that. I hate to travel, but...
I know you do.
But maybe we never
travel anywhere. We don't do Super Bowl, Radio Row.
I know.
We do none
maybe
of that
we
stuff.
Make it our mission to visit the corporate headquarters for all of these fast food chains.
Burger
King is in Miami.
Let's go.
Be a nice excuse to go to Miami.
Taco Bell's in California.
Taco Bell's
in
Irvine, California. We can go out there.
Let's do that.
Popeye's, I think, is in Louisiana.
Well, it should be. I mean, that's what they base everything on.
McDonald's is Chicago. Chick-fil-A's is Georgia.
Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah.
Culver's is somewhere up in
Wisconsin.
Yeah. So we can hit all those.
Where's
good.
Arby's?
Oh, isn't... Wasn't Arby's somewhere in Ohio? was initially where I thought that was where it started. I don't know where it's based out of now. I thought
it was in Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Okay, but where did it? Maybe it's been bought by someone else. I thought the original restaurant was somewhere in Ohio, like way back in the day. The original concept.
Sandy Springs is a north suburb of Atlanta, so we can kill two birds with one stone.
There you go. Hit Arby's and Chick-fil-A.
Plus, you know what else they have in Atlanta?
What's that?
Coca-Cola headquarters.
Boom. I'm sure they'll let us just go right in and get access to the secret formula. So we can find out what's actually kicking around.
We don't have to do that. We could just celebrate all things Coke.
I love that. You and I are big Coca-Cola fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all about
Pepsi
this.
Is syrupy piss water. No likey.
Now, don't come for Mountain Dew now, because I love Mountain Dew
I'm not coming for Mountain
Dew.
That's
a whole other side of the debate there. But
have you had the Baja Blast Doritos yet?
I've been looking for them. I've gone like three times, and I haven't been able to find them at Walmart. So supposedly they were at Walmart starting last week, but
Doritos,
I've still not seen them.
They used to have a flavor finder on their website.
Oh, well.
Where if you type in your zip code, it'll tell you if your local place has them, just so you don't have to keep going in.
Yeah, that would make way more sense to do that. I've also asked every gas station attendant at every gas station I've gone into, have you heard of this? Have you seen it? And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like,
the gas station people that haven't seen it?
Well, I don't think it's been released there yet. So we're waiting for it to hit all the major markets right now, all the stores. We're not in it yet, but yeah, man, we should make this show the travel show. Like when we go on the road, other sports shows are out there because, oh, it's spring training. Oh, it's the World Series. Oh, it's Super Bowl.
Where's Common Man and T-Bone this week? Oh, they're at Whataburger corporate headquarters in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, they're launching a new menu item at McDonald's, and we are in Chicago to try it. Yes, that's our Super Bowl, folks. That's what we're here to do.
Blue Jays pitcher. He is actually in the Blue Jays organization, pitches for AAA Buffalo. His name is Hagen Danner.
Okay.
He did get some time with the Jays last season, which means when they came out with the 2024 baseball cards, Topps did, he got a card.
Okay, that's great.
Because he had some time in the majors last year. So even though he's not a major league player right now, he gets a card. So he was all excited to get his baseball card. It's a big thing to get your own baseball card.
Yeah.
Right? Opened it up and looked at it, and his name was on it, and there was a picture of another dude.
Oh, no.
It wasn't him.
Oh, no.
He wrote, definitely not even close to being me. What do we got at Topps? Told you guys it wasn't me and still released. So I guess he got a proof.
Oh, come on.
He got a proof of it.
Come on.
He said, the picture you have is not me. They ignored him, released it anyway.
Wow. That's so disappointing. And now I'm sure that will become a collector's item, don't you think? People will go look for that card to say, oh, I got the one with the wrong dude on it. And then when they should do an update. I think these baseball card companies do some kind of update throughout the season where they'll reprint some of the stuff, maybe add a player who's been traded with a new uniform. I would hope they will do one that corrects this for this poor guy.
Well, I guess they've gotten to the bottom of this. So this guy's name is Hagen Danner, okay?
Okay.
Former Major League pitcher Braden Hagans replied to Danner's post claiming it was an old picture of him from the minors around 2014.
Oh,
so they mixed up the names. Hagen Danner and Braden Hagans. Someone at top said, same guy. Here's a picture.
I mean, I understand that there's a lot of like Haydens and Bradens and, you know, names like that are kind of prominent in youth sports and in all sports now, I guess. But you're Topps. That's your job, is to get the right people on the right. That's the only job you have, is to make sure that the baseball cards are accurate and have the right info on them and the right people on them.
Where else can we go?
What do you mean? Oh, for the food?
Fast food tour of duty.
Well, you know something we should look into?
Kind of a global trip.
Oh, you're, I mean, we're talking about
the chicken Big Mac.
Well,
we got to go to the UK.
I agree with that. We should do a UK McDonald's where we get the Cadbury McFlurry.
Got to go at Easter time.
Okay. Well, we'll go around that time, and then we'll also get a chicken Big Mac. The other thing I think need to do is a lot of these industries, like ours, the broadcasters, they have conferences where it's all the broadcasters in the world are showing up there. All the North American broadcasters are showing up. And then they bring out products to say, hey, you're a broadcaster. Here's microphones that you might like. Here's mixing boards you might need. Whatever else. I bet the fast food industry has the same thing. And I bet at those places they say, check out some of the new stuff we're working on. Here's a new menu item for you. Here's something we can, you know, put out there in the marketplace. Maybe we could try this stuff before it even gets to these stores. We could try like the next big thing that they've worked on in fast food technology ahead of time. We should go to that.
In Italy, they have a bacon Big Mac.
All right, let's go to Italy for that.
They also have the chicken Big Mac in Italy.
Again, I want to point out a bacon Big Mac could just be done anytime, anywhere, because it's a Big Mac, put bacon on it.
I'm aware of it. I'm telling you what they have. In Italy, they also have bacon cheese fries.
Okay. By the way, that is one. I have had the bacon cheese fries that Wendy's does. Great. Wendy's is doing that, at least.
Oh, man.
If you want it.
Come here.
Oh, come here.
Come here. No, come physically come here. I want you to look at this picture. The difference between a U.S. Oreo McFlurry and an Italian Oreo McFlurry. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. They just dump. First of all, they mix the cookies in like we have. But then they just dump a load of crushed cookies on top.
It looks like someone's getting fired for that. Like the amount that they gave you, if you got that at a regular McDonald's here, they would say, who's getting rid of all the Oreo? Give them like half a cookie's worth in this mix. Don't give them the whole bag. They dumped a whole bag of crushed Oreos into that thing. That's perfect.
Also, they have a deep fried pizza pocket.
A hot pocket?
Kind of.
How, you know what? I'm not complaining. Is that a calzone? Is that probably the idea?
It looks like something like that.
Listen, don't knock a Hot Pocket, because I love
it. I'm not knocking a Hot Pocket.
I mean a Hot Pocket. Now, I will knock it for the lava that it ends up being in the outside, and then you get to the middle, and it sometimes is ice cold. You got to get that done right.
There's no way to not burn yourself on a Hot Pocket.
I'm convinced of that. By the way, I learned something about my family that I think I need to bring to your attention.
That's fine. I'm just looking at McDonald's Spain now.
Well, we could do that, or I could tell you about the family thing. We could do that later.
They also have bacon cheese fries in McDonald's Spain.
You've talked about how sometimes with your family, talk to your mom or dad, and sometimes a little light on the details with things that they remember or forget to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation with my dad over the weekend. My grandmother is turning 100 years old. His mom, let her live, New Jersey, still going strong. His older sister is much older than him by, I want to say, at least 10 years. So he was telling me that his sister, my dad is in his 60s, so his sister presumably is in her 70s. And he was telling me how she broke her foot. She fell and broke a bone in her foot, so she's got a cast, and he was just letting me know about this news. And I said, how old is Aunt Gina anyway? This is his sister.
Mm-hmm.
He has three siblings. He said, you know, I don't know. And I had to stop,
He doesn't know as in he just couldn't do the math? Or
I said, Dad, has she hit 80? Because my dad is, you know, 66. And he said, I don't know.
Does he not get along with her?
No. They talk regularly. He talks to my grandmother. He talks to her.
What if he, like, accidentally calls on her birthday?
The thing
just doesn't.
I think he knows when the birthday is.
Does he know the year?
Because it's pretty easy to figure out then. And I realized something is that, man, is that a sign that things are going with Dad? I've realized I never actually asked him how old Aunt Gina is. And now I've realized I don't know how old she is either. I've never asked this question. Our family is like falling apart, Mike.
All right.
We're barely together.
I'd love to dive more into the history of your family. However, we have a development here.
Oh,
okay.
What's the development?
And we have to go to Spain.
We do?
Yes, we have to go to Spain, and I'm going to tell you why we have to go to Spain coming up next. Okay. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a few slow spots to watch out for. A 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and 11th Avenue. And another 5-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Ackerman Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingAndSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, we're about to get fatter. Listen to me.
I'm mad.
I know.
I'm so angry right now.
I feel like we have this show once a year where we remember all the goodies that exist at International McDonald's.
No, but we hit the mother load with this one.
I've looked at other countries before. I've never seen a menu like McDonald's Spain. First of all,
we have to go.
I mean, half of the sandwiches on here have some sort of cheddar cheese goo.
Mm-hmm.
More than half have bacon.
Yeah. So McDonald's in Spain has a whole line of sandwiches called the McExtreme.
McExtreme
seems to, only thing that I can tell that defines all of these sandwiches that keeps them similar is they all have bacon, they all have cheese, and then they have a cheddar goo on them. And then varying levels of what you want. So there's the McExtreme bacon, which is just bacon, cheese, and goo. The McExtreme double bacon, it's a double burger with all that same stuff. The McExtreme intense cheddar double egg.
Egg, fried egg!
There's a fried egg on the burger. It has crispy onions on it, bacon, two patties, cheese goo, regular cheese, and a heart attack, and something else Hofty.
Here are the options.
It's all the above. You get in one nice package.
See, for us, you go to McDonald's, you get cheese on your burger, you have one option.
The cheese that they make, they only get the one cheese. That's it.
And I'm not here to knock American cheese, but
love it.
You can have American cheese on your product in Spain. You can have Gouda.
Oh.
Queso Gouda.
Sure.
And cheddar cheese goo, molten cheddar, if you want.
Okay.
Plus, they don't just have bacon. You can put bacon on a sandwich. There you go. They also have bacon aioli.
Oh.
Bacon mayo that they put on the bacon sandwiches.
Listen to me. They have what they call a chicken mayo, which is, as far as I can tell, is a McChicken. Correct? It's chicken, it's lettuce, and it's mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay? They have a chicken mayo. They have a double chicken mayo. And they have a triple chicken mayo.
Absolutely, they do.
McDonald's corporate headquarters, what is stopping you from doing this now in America? Just put the McChicken there double or triple is an option.
I know there are people saying, well, you can go there and you can order it like this. Yeah, but can you? First of all, they're going to charge you out the ass, probably.
Right.
Second of all, you probably have people who are going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. You want triple McChicken? What does that mean?
Right.
Does that mean triple mayo as well as the...
No, I don't want that.
You got to hold people's hands. Look, I did get a text on the burner phone from someone. It says, just go to McD's and say you want a Big Mac made with chicken. It's easier said than done. You know, they're not going to know how to charge you for that. You're going to have to explain that you want it with the McChicken patties and not the McCrispy patties. Now, Kyle was the one who sent me this. He did give me this idea, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Order a quarter pounder with cheese with no ketchup or mustard. Add double tartar sauce. It's like a Frisch's Big Boy.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that.
That sounds good.
Oh, that's a great idea.
If you're a tartar sauce fan like I am, that's scratching me right where I itch.
Have you guys seen, have you clicked on the dessert tab yet?
Let me tell you something.
For this menu,
we can do a whole show.
McDonald's in Spain.
On McDonald's Spain desserts.
Okay. This is one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in my life, because when we were in Scotland, you've got to stop in a McDonald's. If you ever go on an international trip, not like you're going to throw away some of your nice meals that you're going to have, but
eat every meal
to just
there,
get a read on it and grab a snack or something to see what it feels like.
I want to eat like the locals do. Well, this is how the locals eat.
Yeah, it's McDonald's.
That's right.
How do locals eat here? They eat a lot of fast food. Guess what most people do in other countries? They eat a lot of fast food, too.
They have interesting items for their McFlurries. And they had this one. Bone, I told you about this cookie. It's long since been the airplane cookie. You can find it around. It's the Lotus Biscoff.
Oh, I love that cookie. Yes.
What is it? It's almost like a ginger snap type of thing. It's crispy. But it's not, fluffy. It's not airy.
It's not a ginger cookie.
No, it's just, it's more like caramel type of hints.
It's got a buttery note
Look at the McFlurry that is the Lotus Biscoff. They had that in Scotland. Oh, I saw it. I didn't get it. They've got it at the one in Spain. It looks marvelous. It's got the cookies. It's got caramel drizzle. It's in a clear cup. The presentation is different.
This menu, they are taking us for granted.
No, Spain is killing it.
We are their number one market. We are the home of McDonald's, and they are giving all the great stuff to Spain.
Oh, absolutely right. But you know what? I respect the game, Spain. I'm not mad at you. You guys have convinced McDonald's to give you, you're like, I'm sorry, we refuse to eat this product unless you give us top-notch stuff. And McDonald's is like, challenge accepted. For example, they have a thing, have you ever seen Magdalenas? They're in Spain, they're like a little Spanish pastry. They're like a, almost like a
cake. They got a filling in it?
No, this does not have a filling. This is just like a cake that comes in like a muffin kind of shape is what it
gotcha.
Is.
Like just a miniaturized cake.
Yeah. They have instead of a Magdalena, they have a McDalena, because it's McDonald's, of salted caramel icing on top of this, or frosting. Which one is it? I forget. Frosting?
It doesn't matter. We know.
And then they have a McDalena chocolate, which is a chocolate cake with chocolate icing on it.
Mm. So these are like their own version of cupcakes.
Yes.
Fresh baked, I hope.
They have mini cronuts. Remember the croissant donuts that everyone was freaking out about years? They have those. You can buy mini ones with different flavors.
Oh, man.
White chocolate or chocolate.
Oh.
They actually have like a croissant if you
want
one.
Have to stop by DK Diner. I know they have a cronut.
They have little, I don't even know what you would call these. They're like little donut holes, but they're filled with cream. They have.
And Nutella.
They have the Lotus Biscoff one.
Oh.
They have a chocolate one. They have a white chocolate. They have cake pops. This is at McDonald's.
I don't want to alarm you.
Yeah.
Look at the sides where they have the fries.
Oh, okay.
First of all, they have regular McDonald's fries. They also have patatas deluxe, which is like seasoned potato wedges.
Listen, buddy.
They have McShaker fries, sour cream, where you can have different seasonings you put on the fries.
Hold on, I'm looking for the sides.
Timmy, your McTatas deluxe are a little different, so don't look at those. That's on your
patatas.
Instagram.
Patatas.
Yeah. Patatas.
Patatas.
Oh, I like the patatas.
Yeah, so they have, that's interesting. They have a pack that you get for the fries, where it's in like a foil, it looks like a foil bag, like what you would get at Chick-fil-A for a sandwich.
And it's potato wedges.
They put the fries in that, and then they give you a seasoning that you can dump on it, close the bag, shake it up.
McShakers.
Yeah. Oh. What are we doing, McDonald's?
They also have bone-in chicken wings.
Oh, I see this. They have a share box where you can get 10 nuggets and 10 wings combined. Together.
25 nuggets in a little boat.
Oh,
a 25 pack.
What are we doing?
What is happening?
What are we doing?
What is the gazpacho drink?
I don't know. I'll try that.
It's like a tomato juice.
Nah, I don't want that.
You're right. The amount of McFlurries they have is insane. They have Oreo. They have Kit Kat. They have the Lotus Biscoff.
You see the Milky Bar?
I don't even know what that is, but I want it.
A Nestle Milky Bar in a McFlurry.
Chocolate. Even their ice cream cone. It comes in a waffle cone.
Yeah. It's all better.
Our McDonald's aren't even close to this.
No.
Dude.
This is a fine restaurant.
Okay, again, I realize there's differences in cultures and different foods, right? They have in their McCafe section where they have like the coffee and the sweets like we have here, except their sweets are way better. They have a savory option. The savory is toast, where they will give you like tomato sauce and ham on toast, if that's what you want. Apparently, that's a thing there. You can also get butter toast with peach or strawberry jam. You can get toast with oil and tomato. What are we doing?
Did you see they have chicken bites?
This is McDonald's?
Yeah. They have popcorn chicken.
Have you looked at the Magdalena chocolate?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I'm sorry, I was distracted.
It's okay.
They have a salted caramel one, too.
I'm telling you right now, if you went to a McDonald's in Spain and attempted to order the food, you would probably go, oh, huh, this is a little bit of a a higher up place. Like, you would feel like, I don't know, honey, should we slum it at Panera or Starbucks or go to an elevated dining experience known as McDonald's?
I got to tell you,
that's unbelievable.
We're going to Spain
right now. I'm quitting this show. You know, and I'm just going.
Show's over.
Get a flight.
Teddy will tell you about Octopati.
No, we're
coming up next. I'll do that. Octopus trivia next. Man, what a tease that is. What'd you talk about on the show today? McDonald's in Spain and octopus.
Yep, that's it.
They eat octopus in Spain. Lots.
Oh, well, then
lots.
Put that on your menu, McDonald's.
Yes. Yeah. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And expect a 10-minute delay on westbound 670 between International Gateway and 315. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Tuesday. Hey, you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
Oh, I am looking forward to it. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
I mean, we've been so on task today.
Yeah, we spent a lot of the last two segments talking about international food menus at McDonald's.
I'm sorry. Look, if you're a fan of fast food, even if you don't go as much as we do,
which is a lot,
I don't think there's any way you can look at that McDonald's Spain menu and not go crazy for it.
Oh, it's got to be one of the top five menu boards I've ever seen in my life at any restaurant ever.
And I majored in international fast food relations.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good.
I have a master's degree in it.
Look at you.
Yes. But even I am impressed with Spain's McDonald's selection.
I'm telling you right now, it's not far-fetched to think that we could, if I had to take the show international, you know, Greenland is on the list, but this menu from McDonald's has put Spain maybe like a 1A for the show. It might even surpass Greenland at this point.
I think it does.
And I know that's blasphemy to some of you longtime listeners, but Spain may just be in the running now.
I saw that in Dubai today.
Uh-huh.
They had some major flooding.
Okay.
I just saw some pictures of the flooding. Now, again, Dubai, desert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Just in case people are not aware.
Okay.
Desert. They said today, in a single day, 1.5 years worth of rain fell in Dubai. Nearly 5 inches fell in 24 hours. Now, that's a ton of rain. I don't care where you are. But especially when they don't have the soil or anything to soak any of that up.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That's
5 inches of rain in 24 hours, a year and a half's worth of rain. I'm watching an airplane try and land at Dubai's airport. It looks like it's on the lake.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't have like the irrigation systems that we have here where you live in a more temperate climate where you're going to get more just rain and snow and things like that. Why would they have that infrastructure? They probably don't. So that's no good.
All right, game show time. Come on.
All right, Mike. Well, with that amount of rain, maybe you'll see some octopus coming up out of the ocean. I don't know. Probably not.
Yes, they live in the ocean, Bone.
There you go.
Good call.
So here we go. We're going to start off with Octopus Blood. Good band name, by the way, I feel like, or at least an album title. Octopus Blood is not red. What color is their blood? Is it blue or green?
Blue.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that.
You did? Why? Oh, because you've cut up an octopus before?
No, because Kristen had Samantha had a book when she was a baby that had some octopus facts in it.
Oh, well, then you may do very well on this because I don't think we're going too deep on the octopus
all right,
facts.
Come on.
They get the blue color from copper. Unlike a lot of other invertebrates, octopus have a high metabolic rate. They have a high demand for oxygen. Copper-based hemocyanin is more efficient for transporting oxygen at low temperatures and low oxygen concentrations than is the iron-based hemoglobin that we have that makes our blood red. So because of the differences in what they need for their oxygen,
very
that's why it's blue.
Yeah.
Next up, does a female octopus reproduce every year? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
No.
Oh.
And neither do the males. Mating and parenthood are brief affairs for octopuses, and they then die shortly after the mating happens.
Oh, they're like salmon.
Yeah. After mating, the males, and I'm not making this term up, this is what it is on all the science pages, the male's sex arm falls off, and then the male octopus dies, like days after.
Oh.
Females then lay up to, brace yourself, 400,000 eggs.
400,000?
Yeah. Which they then obsessively guard and tend to. They do this so dutifully that they often neglect their own feeding, and that begins the process where they eventually pass away. But not before they help hatch all the eggs and keep them protected and safe, and then eventually their own bodies produce a chemical that makes it a quick end for them after all that's happened.
Wow.
And then it's the next up to the next octopus to, so if it doesn't work for all the octopus, then they could, that's it.
But Mother Nature is a mad scientist.
No kidding, right? So they do it once, and then that's it. And then that's pretty much the end of their life cycle. Next up, where does most of the octopus that we eat come from? East Asia or West Africa?
Let's go with West Africa.
Correct. Senegal is a major producer of octopus. According to the Sustainable Fisheries Partnership, worldwide production of octopus has now surpassed 550,000 tons of octopus per year. So a lot of octopus out there. Next up, can an octopus climb around out of the water?
Yes.
Yes, it can. During short nighttime forays at low tides, a few coast-dwelling species appear to hunt for easy pickings, such as crabs and shellfish.
And how terrifying would that be?
Oh, my gosh. If you're, like, at
it's
the
like
beach
pitch
at night.
Black, you're on the beach. Hey, what's that? Oh, it's just an octopus crawling on the sand.
Just, like, suctioning your leg. Ugh. Anyway, but they have a lot of oxygen needs, and that it's very tough for them to move, given they don't have bones. And gravity exists in a much more forceful way outside of the water than in it. So they can't do that for very long. But they have actually found that they can do that for a few minutes and then go back in the water. Can an octopus solve a puzzle? Yes or no?
Octopuses,
that's what it is,
are supposed to be very smart. I'm going to say yes, they can.
You are correct, yeah. They, in captivity, regularly solve puzzles. They open jars to get to food. They navigate obstacle courses. They even find ways to escape their tanks. They've also been observed in the wild carrying two halves of a coconut shell and using it as a makeshift, like, protection thing for them. So if something comes up that they're scared of, they'll
like
put the shell around them. Well, they'll, like, cover themselves in the shell and close it up like a coconut.
Oh, I see.
And then they'll, once it leaves, they'll pop it back open. Next up, there is one type of octopus that is known to be venomous toward humans. They all have venom, but most of it won't harm us. There's one that will. What country does it live near, Australia or Mexico?
Let's go with Australia, Bone.
Good aim, mate. Yes. Only 5 to 8 inches in size, the blue ring octopus, one of these things, they're tiny, can carry enough venom to kill 26 adult humans.
Wow.
Within a matter of seconds. Their potent venom contains tetrodotoxin, which is 1,200 times more toxic than cyanide. So, yeah, it'll kill you good if you get any of that on you. Don't mess around with those. And finally, which Greek philosopher had a hot take on the octopus? Was it Plato, Socrates, or Aristotle?
Let's go with Dana Plato.
No. Aristotle, in The History of Animals, written around 350 BC, the Greek philosopher claimed, quote, "The octopus is a stupid creature, for it will approach a man's hand if it is lowered in the water as if it is food." He didn't follow up much on that.
All the ocean creatures pretty much do that?
Listen, Aristotle had a lot of good thoughts. Maybe the marine biology was not his strong suit. That's all I'm saying. He's doing a lot. He had a lot of other good ideas.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch out for an accident on the left shoulder of southbound 270 on the west outer belt after Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And we have another accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at 315 causing delay. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show, coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, wearing his retro Utah Jazz shoot-around jacket today.
Yes.
Timmy Hall.
Very nice. Champion. That's right. Official NBA gear. Oh, it's so old.
The brand is champion.
Champion was doing it.
I was going to say, they didn't win the championship because my guy, MJ and the Bulls,
God, I wish people
took that team down.
I know that, yes. And it was not a push-off. I do not believe it was a push-off. I think Brian Russell. He was on skates. He was trying to recover. He was badly beaten by Jordan on the drive, and he was sprinting to get back into position. And I think Michael basically just had his hand up, and it looks like a push-off, but it was not.
Now, if TV Teddy were calling that, it would be a push-off.
Yep. Going the other way. Jazz ball.
No, I still say it was a push-off, but to each their own. Yeah. We can debate at a different time.
Mm-hmm. My international Mickey D's lovers.
Did you look at the menu?
Yeah, he was in here when we were doing it.
That's right.
We were talking about it with
him. Thank you, Bone.
On the radio.
I'm sorry, I'm delirious.
People heard
I'm delirious with hunger.
Discuss it with him. Yes.
What was the name of that? Magdalena?
Magdalena. I'm telling you what, if I have another kid, her name's going to be Magdalena. We already know it'll be a girl.
Magdalena.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense to me why their McDonald's get to be so much better.
I don't know.
They have
people on the ground in Spain who are running the operations there. You know,
they're doing a better job than we're doing here stateside.
This is what we can source. This is what our customers want. You know, and I just think they look at their number one market. McDonald's America looks at their number one market and says, whatever we give these people, they'll continue to come.
Yeah, that's
right. And they're probably right, but at the same time, you have to reward the people who brought you to the dance.
Yes. Could you listen to us a little bit more? We live in this age now where we've got the app bone. Can we be more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
Vocal?
Well, how about?
Can we be more connected with our customers and involved? And you get to, you know, tap on things and write little things in the app and they take that into account. Like if we want the McRib. Like, if you needed the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's all the time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We go to the founder, Dave Thomas. He can get that done for you. McDonald's can get some stuff done for us.
I believe so. But I also, they're missing a golden opportunity, a golden arches opportunity, if you will, at McDonald's.
The golden arcs.
So you know you have all these international foods. What if there was a designated day? Maybe it's Black Friday. Maybe it's, I don't know, sometime in the spring. You pick a day where you're like, today is the international menu day.
Oh,
and listen.
Oh,
once a year.
You're an idea man.
Once a year, you announce what international food items will be available on McDonald's app and menu for the next calendar year in America. Not just one day. You have like 5 or 6 selections that are on the international menu at all McDonald's across America. For a year.
It's like the schedule reveal.
Yes. And then we get to a whole year enjoy that. They get all the food. You got to have a big infrastructure to make all that food happen. And then at the end of a year, they go, all right, these menu items are going away.
here's the new release. Find out on, I don't know, June 1st. We're coming in with the new McDonald's menu options from the international place.
You can also think about, you know, on international holidays or even, you know, countries that America is friends with. They have, like, their Independence Day, like Cinco de Mayo is coming up soon, right?
Sure. There you go.
That could be a day where McDonald's does some kind of promo and celebrates some kind of item. You know,
this, like, is our top seller.
This is the top seller
in McDonald's Mexico.
Yeah, right. And so we're going to have that available all across the U.S.
There's so many ways they could do it. I don't care which one they want to choose, but put some of these international menu items here for us. They did this for a time. Remember that? They had, like, some international delight things. I think they had, like, a dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche.
They did that with a McFlurry or something, like, where it said, this is from another country. But do it all the time. Just have that on the menu for a year and then switch it out every year.
All right, Timmy, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
I want to talk about the quarterbacks again. I think this is interesting that we go into the offseason. What was your quick take on it with Will and Devin Brown? Where do you think this is going?
Everything is fine. You know, I wasn't blown away by anything. I wasn't necessarily disgusted by anything, but everything is fine. And I want to see somebody step up and just give you that glimpse of greatness.
But even for you, no worries at this stage of the game. Second straight off season, you don't have a quarterback.
I didn't say no worries. I'm saying fine. Like when you go home,
not a disaster.
And you know, your wife says, "How was your day?" It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was fine.
Like all of my days.
And I think that's what our quarterback position has been the last few years. It's been fine.
It'd be nice to be better than fine. We just get so spoiled being better than fine.
I'm aware, and it's okay to be spoiled.
Yeah.
My Buckeye Show, here. Top of the hour, and then it's Jackets finale at 6:30. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Ball Man on Twitter. Big Ten Women's Basketball had a nice little tweet last night where they had a graphic. They showed all the various Big Ten women's basketball players who got drafted in the WNBA draft. And so, of course, they highlighted, you know, first overall pick, Caitlin Clark. They highlighted fifth overall pick, J.C. Sheldon from the Buckeyes, obviously, Celeste Taylor, 15th overall pick. And then things got a little wonky because in the third round, 25th pick overall, Charisma Osborne went to the Mercury. All right, that's fine. Mackenzie Forbes went to L.A., the Sparks, in third round, 28th pick. Caitlin Davis is also on this Big Ten graphic. Third round, pick number 35 to the New York Liberty. Here's a problem. Charisma Osborne played for UCLA. Mackenzie Forbes and Caitlin Davis both played for USC. They're, I guess, in the Big Ten going forward.
They didn't play in the Big Ten.
Is it official? As of yesterday? When did this happen?
What are we talking about? So they've deleted this tweet, and because people were like, what are you talking about? These are not Big Ten players. No one saw them play in the Big Ten. Stop doing this. But buckle in for when they have the NFL draft, and I'm quite sure the Big Ten will, or other people will say, oh, there you go. Big Ten player. Is Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams, number one pick in the draft.
That's the number one pick coming out of the Big Ten, I guess, even though he never played it down in the Big Ten.
Hey, Michigan State was not the last Big Ten program to win a national championship in men's hoops. It was actually Gary Williams and the Terps. Only problem was they were in the ACC.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Buckeye Show up next. Jackets finale at 6:30. We're back tomorrow for Wild Card Wednesday and Rimmer's retirement party. Join us. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane and causing a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Morse Road and 161. And you'll find slow traffic on southbound 71, again on the north side, between Hudson Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This NBA Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBA postseason starts tonight. The winner of the Lakers-Pelicans game tonight will get the second-seeded Nuggets in the first round. Pelicans are a 1.5-point favorite. Then in the 9-10 game, it's Golden State and Sacramento. Winner stays alive. Losers done. Warriors are a 3.5-point favorite. Steph Curry over under total points tonight, 29.5. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Caleb Blake. Final steps as we get ready to finalize things before the NBA playoffs. The play-in game's kicking off tonight. LeBron and the Lakers are taking on the Pelicans in New Orleans with a chance to secure the 7 seed. That game will be followed by the 9-10 matchup between the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. The winner of that game will go on to face the loser of the Pelicans and Lakers in the next round for the 8 seed. Both of Ohio State baseball teams are in action tonight. The Cleveland Guardians are on the road against the Red Sox, looking to make it 3 wins in a row. Guards currently lead the Central, AL Central, trying to build momentum as we go throughout the season. First pitch at Fenway set for 7-10. As for the Cincinnati Reds, they'll be out west playing against the Seattle Mariners. That one gets kicked off at 9:40 at T-Mobile Park. And the Columbus Blue Jackets play their final game of the season against the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll have our coverage beginning right here on The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now,
yeah,
for almost 20 years.
It's called Amateurpecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson. Yes.
Maybe, I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt
on it. Should.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you...
Yeah, but don't you just stop
what
it
am I
now.
Supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just...
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have, like, shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you got to do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like, I have the stubble going, and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think
you're
people
saying
would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do
right.
something like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make
sure.
You
look like every other fat soccer-loving guy
good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.